The following program is a JWC Media production for WrestleChat.net and CLW83.com. This edition of the NAWC is
uncensored.
For 7 years.
7 years.
300 episodes and counting.
300 episodes.
The North American Wrestling Connection.
The NAWC.
Professional wrestling's recognized leader in talk entertainment. And now, CLW83.com and WrestleChat.net proudly present the NAWC. Bringing you great wrestling discussion since 2007. Sanctioned this week by...
Be careful, here comes the bunny. Kevin, here comes the bunny. Stay away from that bunny.
I can come in there.
No, Elmer's flood that bunny.
I can go. I gotta go.
Punch that bunny. Kevin, don't do it. Kevin, no. You got a movie premiere on Friday, Kevin. No, Kevin, don't do it.
Officially a rosebud.
I'm still going to this movie on Friday, but I'm going to sneak in for free.
You sneak in?
Yes. Kevin's on the JBL and Cole show.
Kevin Hart having a blast.
It shouldn't be a rosebud.
Why?
He's going to catch fleas from that stupid bunny or eat bull eye or bad cow from that stupid cheeseburger. Why would Kevin Hart do something like this?
Because he's cool.
I Hate Bunnies is now trending worldwide on Twitter. You know, a rosebud is a rosebud is a doofus by any other name. Welcome to the North American Wrestling Connection as presented by WrestleChat.net. Those who are astute and loyal friends and true will know I am certainly not Nikki Haman. I'm Jim Williams. I'll be filling in for her this week. And we are live recording on Google Hangouts. We've been doing this for a couple of weeks, but we're actually letting you in on this go-around. Those of you listening on the live stream on YouTube, welcome to you. If you're listening in podcast form, welcome to you. If you're listening on our live feed, you want to interact with us. Reach out and touch us, if you will. Use the hashtag NAWC if you have any questions or comments. Who knows? We might use said questions or comments on the air tonight. First and foremost, let me bring in our producer extraordinaire, the man who makes it all happen, Carl Chenier, based out of Thibodaux, Louisiana. Carl, if you're there, maybe you can explain why Miss Heyman is conspicuous by her absence again this week.
Damn TSA. We think she's somewhere in Ohio.
Yeah, we're not sure. If you've listened to our podcast the last couple of weeks, you notice she's been absent. A few things have been going on. I'm not gonna say anything, but you know, maybe her mouth got her into too much trouble that, you know, check can't cash. Wait, a Heyman and cashing checks. That's a scary proposition. Okay.
Just like the bunnies bounce.
Hey, the bunnies are awesome. Those are the only four-legged animals, creatures, what have you, we will be talking about on this week's show, as long as I'm in control. Let's get to the show, and let's get to the panel. Thank you, Carl. First, geographically closest to me from Brooklyn, New York, he is a son of a block. That's what he is. He's Jason Block.
A very proud son of a block. Yes, sir. That was a bit weird, but that wasn't even close to the weirdest thing we saw on Raw this past Monday. There's a couple of things I have in mind.
Yes, and we will definitely touch on them momentarily. Thanks for being here, Jason, and thanks for helping me prep for this week's fill-in endeavor. Much appreciated, mm-hmm. my brother.
Not a problem.
Joining us from the left coast, from the land of Home Game Enterprises, again, because I'm on board here tonight, I assure you, the only four-legged creatures we're going to be talking about are bunnies. Here's Ethan Muslin. Hey, Ethan.
Yeah, good to be back. I thought a Rosebud was just a wagon.
That's a sled. Remember the movie? A sled.
Oh.
Spoilers!
That's embarrassing.
Jim, I know you're going to try, but there will be instances where I will try to in vain to try and bring another four-legged creature.
There is no bovine action in this week's show, and to ensure there are no bovines involved, I've got some bad news for ya! Straight for the land down under, my main man, Shane Bad News Beeman.
Oh, yes, and I'm actually afraid I've got some bad news early on.
Oh.
It's because, you know what? I'm sick of this shit. I'm telling you right now, I'm going to go deal with those little corporate stooges because I'm sick of this crap of Nikki not being here because of stupid friggin' rules. So I'm going to go handle this business, and trust me, it's going to be bad news all around. So if I'm not here, it's probably because I'm in jail. I apologize.
It's okay. That's okay. Your presence would be greatly missed, though, I will assure you, my friend. We have a lot to get to.
I was almost certain that Nikki's recent departure was party hangover over her uncle's client, Brock Lesnar. But I guess I was wrong.
I guess that wouldn't be the first time, Ethan, but that's okay. That's okay. No bleep. Exactly. Lot to get to on this week's edition of the program. By the way, last week's will be up very shortly. We've had some technical issues, real life getting in the way at times as well. But we did have a show last week. Jason hosted it as only he can, and I mean that in a complimentary form as well. You'll be able to listen to that on WrestleChat.net.
Yeah, the technical issue was it got held.
Yes, it was held in abeyance, is what we're trying to tell you, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, like it'll be up later.
like a title, like we'll talk about momentarily. And we've got a lot of WWE stuff to talk about a little bit later on. Also, it's the summer of JR. We'll tell you about the summer of JR a little bit later on. And a big event this weekend that I really want you folks to plunk a few of your hard-earned bucks down on. But let's get started. And this is a bit out of character for our show, if you do ask me. We're going to talk TNA at the top. What? Well,
yeah, we have to. There's a ton of stuff that happened and has happened, will be happening, and is going to happen. I think we are going to discuss a few potential spoilers.
Yes, so if you are a ye who likes to be hidden under a rock, you may want to go under a rock in a few minutes. Just fair warning. Because TNA, as you know, is pretty much of the game show mentality. They tape 85,000 shows in advance. They have to for budgetary purposes and what have you. So, there you go. Let's start off with news about from Slammiversary Weekend involving the Hall of Fame. TNA has their Hall of Fame, and the third member, or should I say members, who are going to be inducted, a most interesting choice who have been a part of TNA for at least, what, 6, 7, 8 years, something like that, Team 3D. Yes, very interesting. Bully Ray and D-Von, Team 3D. Jason, I'm going to go to you first. Do they deserve the call to the Hall?
Yes, this is sort of it's a very interesting thing because, as you well know, I'm a very big fan of John LaMonica and his transformation from a tag team star to a single superstar in TNA. Mm-hmm. Look, even though you may have, you know, every time you see him in the Aces and Eights, you knew he was the leader and he was the charismatic guy. He does deserve this, and so does D-Von, even though his work necessarily wasn't the best in TNA. I think it's a career or body of work sort of thing, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would tend to agree. Ethan, what do you think?
They're definitely worthy of going into the Hall of Fame, mainly because of their long-standing careers outside of TNA. I mean, we're talking about one of the best tag teams, not just in ECW, but in WWE as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people who have gone to the extreme and beyond, pardon the pun. Yep. And the fact that the TNA is honoring them, they do deserve it. They've pretty much vaulted the company to its level of mediocrity that it is today. Although that's just my bias showing.
I mean. Also, remember they actually have a longer run in TNA than they did in WWE. Okay,
that's true. Yeah, true. It's by a little bit, but yes, they have had a longer tenure.
Mm-hmm. I mean, they were in WWE for 6 years, and they've been in TNA for 9, on and off. Oh, Bully wow. Ray completely for 9. D-Von is not there now, so
there you go. It's deserving, and I think you're absolutely right, hitting the nail on the head. It's pretty much a body of work kind of induction. I tend to say that a complete body of work kind of induction, I should say. By the way, a quick warning: this is how live this show truly is this week. Remember what Bad News said a moment ago, saying that he may have to do what he has to do, and he may have to do it, do the time, do the crime kind of thing to get Nikki free. He's apparently doing it because he's jettisoned the show already, but that's okay. Well, there you go. It happens kind of like poop, but that's okay.
Yes.
And poop is just plain fun, as you all well know. But
yeah, we're just good at scaring people away. No.
I have that effect upon people. That's what it comes down to. Well, Jason, what does this leave for the WWE Hall of Fame? That's another question.
That's going to be a very interesting thing because there's been very few WWE/TNA members in the Hall of Fame. Ric Flair is in the WWE twice as a singles guy, and Ric Flair did have a cup of coffee in TNA. I would love to see the Dudleys inducted as a team eventually, but we'll see. That's going to be a down the road thing. But, I mean, look, this is just a deserved thing. Because remember, like I said, Bully Ray has had an incredible amount of work in TNA. And, that's it. I we'll see. Down the road, maybe.
Ethan, I don't think there's any question eventually they get into the WWE Hall of Fame, right?
Oh, it's no question about it at all. I mean, it'll be a few years down the road. I got to agree with that. Probably a few years after TNA is done and buried. Well, considering that, it probably won't be too long.
Oh, well.
But the honor is definitely one that they deserve. It is one that they have earned, and especially for Bully Ray, he's managed to break out so well. Mm-hmm. He's managed to go from a tag team specialist that for God knows how many years, and he's turned into a single character that has just blown up and into enormous proportions. He's got to get a lot of credit for that. He's managed to keep himself relevant and not just fade away after a tag team disappears like so many other superstars do.
And remember, he has evolved his character in 3 different federations. In 3 different guises,
Very true.
This is a very rare, talented guy to have.
Underrated. I would say.
Oh, definitely.
Absolutely underrated guy. Mm-hmm. And, of course, D-Von, remember Brother D-Von, who brought in Batista, Deacon Batista,
so we can blame D-Von for that.
Yes, but remember, they both have the Team 3D school. I think they're both in their 40s now, if I'm not mistaken.
I believe so.
But, I mean, like I said, this is good stuff. I mean, and from what I heard, John LaMonica is actually, Bully Ray, Brother Ray, whoever one you call, is one of the nicest guys in the business. Mm-hmm. So this is a well-done thing for him.
I don't know where you're getting John from. His name is Mark.
Mark LaMonica, that's right.
And to answer your question, yeah, he's 42 and Devon, I believe, is right at 40.
Yeah, well, I keep calling, I don't know why I just see the word John there. But yeah, he's a good guy, and like I said, 41. It's a body of work. Body of work.
Mm-hmm. One of many, many interesting storylines coming out of the Slammiversary pay-per-view, and another of them, well, look who's back on the scene in wrestling, if only for maybe a cameo in the old stomping grounds of the family, shall we say. The Von Erich legacy lives on, and it lived on at Slammiversary when we saw Ross and Marshall Von Erich take on Jesse Goddard and DJ Zema Ion. It was a matchup that ended with the Von Erichs winning via disqualification. And after the match, Kevin came out, took out Jesse, and then got the Iron Claw on Zema. The crowd popped. Fans chanting, "You still got it." Kevin posed in the ring with his sons to end the night. Ethan, I know that we're in North Texas, and it was kind of the epitome of a feel-good moment. Do you see this as just being a one-time thing to get the crowd going, or do you think there could be something more to this?
Unfortunately, there's going to be something more with this, because if there's anything that we know about TNA, it's that if something is good in TNA, they drive it into the ground.
Unfortunately.
Yeah, the moment that they had was fantastic. It was very heartwarming. Yes, they're in North Texas. They have to show their respect to WCCW and the Von Erichs. And that was, and they played it beautifully. The problem that I see is that I think because of the reaction that the Von Erichs got, that TNA is going to milk that thing till it's dry. That they're just going to keep going with the Von Erichs, maybe push them into a tag title match or something like that. Or just maybe even give them the tag belts altogether, I don't know.
Jason, do you agree?
No, I don't. I think that's just a one-time thing. And honestly, I hope it's a one-time thing.
And that's kind of my sentiment. I'm hoping it's just a one-time thing as well. Mm-hmm.
Because the Von Erich family are a very troubled family, okay? Incredibly troubled family when it comes to this sort of stuff. That being said, it was nice to see. It was good to see. Mm-hmm. I'm very happy that happened, you know? But, you know.
And we were even more happy that we didn't see Lacey.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God,
I was
going
to say, yeah, no Lacey means thumbs up for everybody. Jim Ross, actually, with a semi-humorous tweet here that night. So the Von Erichs return to the Metroplex and win by DQ? This can't be true. I obviously no longer understand my 40-year vocation, WTH. So one man's opinion of the events of that night, and a man who we'll be talking about a little bit later, Jim Ross, with some interesting podcast guests coming up over the summer, so you want to stay tuned listening in for that. Let's go back again to Slammiversary. We talked about Bully Ray. EC3 ended up beating Bully Ray in a Texas-style death match. And then we were wondering, would MVP show up? Well, you see, he quote-unquote tore his meniscus on impact just before that. I say that in air quotes because it was really an injury that preceded it from, I believe, an independent event, if I'm not mistaken, Jason.
It was a couple of months back in England. He tweaked his knee pretty badly.
Yeah.
You know, the crutches are, shall we say, half shoot, half real.
Right.
You know what I mean? I mean, there was no way he could go. They pushed it to the last minute. And ironically enough, TNA is still copying the WWE with an injury angle, you know?
Hey, they keep, all right, I'm going to bring the bovine reference. They keep riding that pony into the freaking ground, you know? There, yes, I said it. Are you happy, Ethan?
Well, I guess I can say I'm a little happy.
I knew he was wasn't going to wrestle. And yeah, they did, you know, they did a pretty good job of covering it, I think.
Yeah, I think so. I think so.
Because what they did was, they set up a series of matches to have a triple threat to see who would fight Eric Young, and Samoa Joe lost to Bobby Lashley, and Kenny King lost to Austin Aries. Aries. So it was Aries and Lashley fighting Eric Young, and Eric Young eventually defended the title, but I believe pinning Austin Aries. So that's good. But then we move to Thursday night. Oh, boy. MVP was PO'd. PO'd at the fact that Eric Young was still champ and that Lashley and King didn't do the job. Now, what happened was you had a quote-unquote abuse of power like we hadn't seen in a while. And by the way, the ratings showed it. Impact went up about 350,000 people.
There we go.
This week.
Very nice.
They really – and you know what? Honestly, it was a decent show, you know, considering, okay? So what happened was is that he made Eric Young beat Kenny King – to fight Kenny King, and Eric Young won pretty quickly. So MVP went batshit, yelled at the timekeeper, fired Earl Hebner, made his son – I forget his son's name – Brian Hebner – ref the main event, which was Bobby Lashley fighting Eric Young, and guess what?
Ooh,
we have a new champ.
Yeah.
Bobby Lashley is the new champion, beating Eric Young, because Brian Hebner had to counter, else he wouldn't have a job.
But
Yes!
There's more. Now, this is that portion of the show that verges into spoiler land, so be aware. We'll give you 2 seconds. One, okay, time's up. So, we would find out, I guess it would be in, was it next week's or following? Or in the following couple of weeks, I'm not sure which. But, well, the board of directors would come in.
That's next week.
That would be the next week's episode, yes.
Thank you, Voice of God, thank you.
In a world where you listen to next week's show.
Yeah. Well, okay.
Yes,
so next
well, you
week's
know
show,
about next week's
yes, exactly. Because
the show airing on Thursday the 26th, yes.
Yeah, we would find out that the board of directors stripped MVP of his title of director of wrestling operations, so they have to name somebody new. And who do they name? Here's a hint. A guy with a broken freaking neck. Yes. Oh, it's true. It's damn true.
But it's actually pretty good because then Kurt Angle's still – I'm guessing he's not medically cleared to wrestle yet.
It's a great way to utilize him. Absolutely.
Right, so. because what did he have, a second knee surgery or something to that effect?
I believe so.
A couple months ago?
Yeah.
So I'm guessing, you know, so that, again, great way to use him. Keep him on there, you know?
There you go. And going down the road, I won't mention specific names, but we've already had a couple of title changes at the tapings held equidistant between me and Jason up in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. These are for early July airings on Spike. Let's just say there will be a new Knockouts champion, there will be a new X Division champion. If you want to find out about them right now, go to WrestleChat.net. See what I did there, ladies and gentlemen? Plugging! Sponsor! Happy!
There you go.
That's how we do it. But you want to talk also, Jason, about the tapings in your neck of the woods in New York.
Yeah, I do. And you want to know something? They are really trying to load them up, I think. They really are. I know Great Muta is going to be there. Mm-hmm. I know that much. They're reuniting the Hardy Boys, at least for one episode. They're taping a Destination X pay-per-view. But the one thing they're doing, and I think this is very interesting, they want to bring back the six-sided ring for New York.
That's been a bone of contention among many fans of TNA the last few years. In fact, they're going so far, Jason, if I'm not mistaken, as to putting it pretty much in the hands of the fans if they want the six-sided ring back. So... There are critics, though, of course, and one of them, well, we mentioned him already, I believe, Austin Aries. Not exactly fond, shall we say, of the concept of the six-sided ring. Here's a tweet from him from the 18th of June. Quote, please don't... well, actually, let me go back here just a moment. Let me read a couple of tweets here. All right, here we go. So the people who don't wrestle are letting people who don't wrestle decide what I have to wrestle in. Great idea. My body, my vote, hashtag four sides. What's wrong with wrestling? Letting people who've never done it and never put their bodies on the line run the show. Hashtag doesn't work, hashtag four sides. Please understand, I do think the fans' voices should be heard, and I'm all for an interactive experience, but I'm not sure this is the appropriate place for it. Nor do I feel the potential risk outweighs the potential benefit for the wrestlers. For those curious, I find hashtag six sides to be far less forgiving on the body and harder to maneuver around, especially on the top rope. Hashtag four sides. He also says, please don't misinterpret hashtag six sides as unsafe or dangerous. Decision makers at Impact Wrestling would never put us in that position. Hashtag four sides. That last tweet sounds like he was trying to cover his bacon, Jason.
Yeah, he was, because remember, we also just had sort of a worked shoot with Tommy Dreamer and Dixie Carter, if you remember correctly, on Thursday Night Show as well.
Right.
Where Tommy Dreamer got to promote House of Hardcore, rip on Dixie Carter and get kicked in the groin, and start a feud with EC3 for a little while. Okay, but this I think is real, and I think he's got a legitimate beef. But it's going to be very interesting to see if they actually go through with the six side change.
Mm-hmm. Ethan, if you were to cast your vote, six side, four side, what do you say?
I kind of want to go with what Kayfabe News did and have the no sided ring.
Side scrolling at its finest. Yes.
No, in all seriousness, I can see the argument for both sides. I know the hardcore TNA traditionalists want to have the six-sided ring because, damn it, that's what makes them different. But in terms of actually performing and working well in the ring, I got to go with four. It provides the best environment for the performers. You don't need to have a novelty ring just for the crowd. And if that comes at the expense of good work, then you're going to have some trouble. Hmm.
Jason, would you prefer the six-side ring or the four-side?
Well, I mean, look, we've seen them go years working the six-sided ring. Austin Aries never worked the six-sided ring. Hmm. So, you know, I'm just saying there could be a little bit of bitching and moaning, but for me, I hate to be the party pooper. I would vote four sides as well, strangely enough. Mm-hmm. Though I would love to see the six sides, if you know what I mean.
Maybe they kind of combine the two ideas and have like the occasional pay-per-view or special edition of Impact using a six-sided ring to make everybody placated and happy.
Could be. I wouldn't mind that, sure.
I think that would be the best option for all parties.
That would actually probably be the best thing to do for Destination X, especially if you're going to have the Ultimate X match.
Matches like Ultimate X are made for the six-sided ring. They really, really are.
And then whatever the hell that King of the Mountain match was.
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh, and by the way, there was no way in hell, speaking of King of the Mountain, they were putting in Jeff Jarrett this time around on the Hall of Fame. No way.
No slap nuts here, especially when he's about to compete against you. Yeah.
You gotcha.
I mean, that's a little problematic there. So there you go. An interesting conundrum. I think hedging their bet would be a great thing if they could do it, like I said. But if they have to pick, I think I'd have to go with you guys. I think for the sake of safety, and I think also for TV, because otherwise you're going to be seeing guys bouncing diagonally for a while back and forth. I don't know. I think the four-sided ring allows you to do more. You have more space to work with when you get right down to it as well. And that's what it comes down to, plying your craft. So I completely get that. So I'd probably go four-side as well, though I'd like to see the six-side every now and again, if that's okay. That's just me, though. Weigh in, by the way, if you have an opinion. Hashtag NAWC on Twitter. And follow WrestleChat.net, would you please? By the way, a quick plug on behalf of the good folks at WrestleChat. They have a contest going on right now. You have to follow three guys to learn more about it. We're talking about @TheJeffPeck, @TheBauerShow, and @JRHWriting. Now, why would you want to do that? Why would you want to follow them and get more information? Well, you could have a chance to win, get this, 6 whole months of the WWE Network for
Hello.
Nada.
Zip, Hello. Yeah.
Zilch.
Zero.
Free. There's a contest going on right now. The winner's going to be chosen after WWE's Money in the Bank. And if you're listening in Canada or Europe, they'll cover your expenses still. Don't worry about it. So it's all good. Check it out over there at WrestleChat.net. Very cool deal. And as a subscriber to the network, it is awesome. Need one say more. Let's go into some WWE news right now. Let's talk a little bit about the week that was for WWE. And of course, you got Stephanie Authority leading Raw off Monday night. And they set up a championship battle royal. They bring everybody out on stage. Ambrose? Yeah, you, Reigns, you, Cena, we're not putting you in here. You're defiant. You're not in this match. So pretty much everybody else gets a paycheck for the night, participating in a battle royal for an open spot, in the Money in the Bank championship matchup. But Cena also gets a chance to earn his stake in there by facing Kane in a stretcher match. We'll tell you about those matches in a moment. Meanwhile, we have another case of Dean Ambrose being Dean Ambrose, Jason.
Oh, the titty master.
Yes.
That's his name. That's his name.
You know, really, it's just, you know.
Put it to you this way. Ethan, I got to ask you this question. Nikki has stated on many occasions that Jon Moxley is legit batshit crazy. Okay? and to me, I haven't seen a guy this off-kilter. In other words, either acting crazy or this organized chaos since maybe Roddy Piper?
Oh, yeah, I can totally see that.
Because Ambrose seems like he's one, you know, Valium away from the loony bin. Okay? It really is, but it's beautiful to watch. It's gorgeous.
It's great to just watch him go absolutely bonkers on everything. And again, I can kind of see where you're going from. I don't know if it's legit or if it's just the work, but it comes off so well.
Oh, it comes off so well. And, you know, it's funny, and I say this, and I'm going to steal a little thunder from Nikki, who's going to write about this, but the Shield right now are at a point where together they were great. Apart, they're fantastic.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
The chemistry between the three former United members is glorious to watch. They're just raising holy hell, for lack of better terms. I mean, Ambrose intervened in the Rollins-Ziggler match, and then, well, Ambrose and Barrett and you know, right, the whole thing happened again.
Yeah,
so it's just a vicious cycle, and I have a feeling it's going to be one of your big storylines throughout the entire summer here in WWE, and I think it's great. I think it's great. People who are wondering, oh, did they break them up? Why did they break them up? This is why, because it's entertaining as hell. So I'm all for this. We talk about the Shield, and we talk about the other former member of the Shield, Roman Reigns. Well, this is our Be a Star moment of the week, ladies and gentlemen. Be a star. Do not spike somebody's coffee behind their back. And AWC cares. So he sucks up to Vicky Guerrero, which is enough to make somebody vomit in and of themselves. And then, no, I'm kidding. That's not nice. I'm only kidding. And so while Vicky's away, Roman's at play and spikes the coffee for the boss man and the boss lady. And Roman tries to, shall we say, schmooze Vicky into getting into the title match. Nothing really becomes of it initially, so Vicky goes back, takes the coffee to Steph and to Trips. Steph has her coffee and
blah! Hey,
He's gonna puke! He's gonna puke!
Thank you. Thank you, Ethan Muslin as Jeremy Borash as Vince McMahon. That's what that was. He's gonna puke! Exactly.
And that was really nasty and gross. And,
yes, it was vintage. Vintage vomit right there. But, ultimately, Roman Reigns got his way. Roman Reigns got his way into the Money in the Bank title match Battle Royal, which, of course, he would end up winning because he's Roman freaking Reigns.
Damn right.
And, that, you know, for as Battle Royals go for Raw, that wasn't a bad one, in my humble opinion. Not bad at all, you know.
No, not terrible.
Albeit for a lack of an awesome Kofi spot, but you can't have it all.
Well, you know, no, nothing.
We might
perfect.
Have one, hint, hint.
Yes, we'll be teasing about that in a second. Oh, also an interesting point from Raw. The three-man band. Oh, God, why'd they have to break them up? It's not, I want an Air Sitar live on my TV just once more. But no, the one-man Southern Rock Band, or whatever he's going to call himself, the All-American Rock Band, Heath Slater, faced Rusev. And apparently...
Rusev smash, yada, yada.
Yes, but I think the bigger story is the random fan generator says, Heath Slater is a face, Ethan?
Qua?
Because he was playing to the crowd before the match.
Well, maybe a bit of a tween. I wouldn't necessarily call him face.
Quite possibly. We mentioned, we heard that Kevin Hart became a Rosebud, and I'm sure that's going to do wonders for his movie career. Philadelphia, I'm sure, is a big Rosebud town, and he's the pride and joy of Philadelphia, so it's all good. Paige beat
Cameron. It won't make him any funnier, I know that.
The bunny's gonna get in Think Like a Man 3. You know what the bunny's gonna do? You know what the bunny's gonna do in the movie, Ethan?
What?
He's gonna look like a player. Rocking the Steve Harvey suit, player.
He's gonna double the points?
That's right. No, he's gonna triple the points, player. 95 buttons on this Steve Harvey collection suit, player.
Yeah.
It's slowly turning, going from Steve Harvey to Teddy Long. Like, I'm gonna triple the points against the Undertaker.
No. I'm gonna triple the points because we're gonna have a 6-man tag team match. Holla! It's got to be a tag match if you're going to bring Teddy Long into this. I mean, come on. That is the law right there. But let's talk about a debut of sorts from Monday night. As you know, Goldust has been having many issues finding the right tag team partner since Cody decided to exit stage right. So... in comes his new tag team partner on Monday night. And all I have to say is David Bowie is suing for copyright infringement or gimmick infringement. Because
no,
we give you
Nintendo is
Stardust.
No. I was thinking Ace Frehley from Kiss myself.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry. Well, I'm not good on my glam rock. What can I say? But Stardust debuts, a.k.a. Cody Rhodes with a big painted star on his face. Hey, and it's a winner. Now, Ethan, when you saw Cody in the garb as Stardust, what was your immediate reaction?
My immediate reaction was, oh my god, they're letting him get away with another video game reference.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think Starman from Pro Wrestling, I believe, if my memory serves me correctly.
Oh, look at that. Look at you. Wow.
Bringing the Pixel Nation heat. Okay.
Yes, sir.
Yes, yeah, the character Starman from Nintendo Pro Wrestling.
Oh, you know? Wow.
Is that not a dead ringer?
Points!
Yeah, points. Wow.
Like, okay, he got away with the Zelda garb, fine. He gets away with this? Cody's got free creative reign as far as I'm concerned.
Obviously. He does. Chasing your instant reaction when you saw Cody as Stardust.
Well, the way he positioned his face, it looked like The Miz for about a half a second.
Really?
Really. But then when I looked at it, I'm like, and you look at him, and he's got this evil grin on his face. I think he's really happy in a bizarre, fucked up sort of way.
Yeah.
You know, because, you know, some are going to say, oh, he's being buried. No, I don't think so. I think this is part of Cody Rhodes' over, if the playing characters, because you know what? Look, you know, he's played characters.
Dashing Cody Rhodes, the deformed, broken, evil. Evil Cody Rhodes with a mask.
Right, and now this. I mean, it goes to show you he's an incredibly underrated talent, and I think they're pushing him in a different way. Does that make sense, Ethan?
Yes. Now, video game reference aside, my initial reaction was, okay, he's mocking his brother.
Mm-hmm.
That was kind of my reaction. I think, okay, he's trying to get under Goldust's skin and, you know, play some mind games with him. And if it's ultimately going to come up to a match between the two of them, maybe, you know, say like a SummerSlam or a WrestleMania, I like this angle. Mm-hmm. I like the way it looks like he's just digging under his personality.
I mean, I think ultimately that's where we're getting to at some point with this. I think that's the payoff. But it's interesting. And to your point, Jason, Cody is versatile. He is very versatile in the lineup, and we've seen his versatility shine through over the last 3 or 4 years. Yes, he hasn't gotten the main event push, really, but, you know, he's a good mid-card wrestler. He's improved on the microphone, as far as I can tell. The wrestling's solid in the ring. He's just a good role player. That's what he is, and you need that in the company.
And you also remember, you're also thinking of these. Look at what he's done with the JBL and Cole show.
Oh my God, doofusness!
You know, and he's allowing that side to shine, and that's, I think, also what prepared him for this.
But I would tend to agree. By the way, you have to watch this week's episode to see Heath Slater. I mean, Clem Layfield, fangirl over Cody Rhodes, only to hear Bad News Barrett sing Smoke and Mirrors. It's glorious. It's glorious. Why the hell do they even call it the JBL and Cole show? They're not on the show. Well, Cole isn't, but...
Well, it's pretty much the JBL and Cole and Doofus show.
Yes, with Renee Young to go shucky ducky over. Yes. Of course. And, you know, surprise of surprises, ladies and gentlemen, in the stretcher match, Super Cena! He won.
And they say Cena doesn't push anybody.
No! Points! Well
but
played.
You want to know something?
Yeah.
You know, Cena going into the match, and I look at it, he's got no chance. Zero chance of winning that thing.
You really think so?
Zero. Okay. Let's set up, Jim, who we have in the world champion WWE World Heavyweight Championship title match.
Why? Sure. Give me just 1 second to bring that pertinent information up. Talk amongst yourselves. I'll give you a topic.
I can give it to you. Because you had on SmackDown, you had the faces versus the heels.
Right.
Okay. So you had on the heel side Bray Wyatt, Cesaro, Orton, and Del Rio.
Mm-hmm.
Versus the faces Roman Reigns, John Cena, and
Sheamus.
Okay.
The faces ended up winning on SmackDown.
Yeah,
by the way.
Because Roman Reigns won again. They're pushing Reigns to the moon. That means he's not going to win the title either.
Right.
Thank you very much. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And since Sheamus already has a U.S. belt, you've got one of the heels winning. Is it going to be Del Rio? Hell no. Okay. Is it going to be Randy Orton? Hell no. That means you've got two guys left, in my personal opinion, who've got a legit shot to win the belt, and that's Cesaro and Bray Wyatt. And if they do, that will make me a very happy boy. But it's got to be...
I don't see it as Bray Wyatt, because I think Wyatt and Cena are going to cancel each other out. Although, don't be surprised if WWE always pulls to the default option.
Which, of course, would be...
All Cena wins.
No, can't... Okay.
Not I think actually I can. All right, let me ask a question here, Jason. You would know maybe more than me. When is Daniel Bryan scheduled to return?
We don't know. That's the thing.
Mm.
So because... my logic is you have to continue the title reign with a face, since the person who last had the title was a face, and to continue whatever storyline you had planned.
Mm. Well, the only other reason I would default to Cena, not just for the lol Cena wins angle, is it would set up, if he's able to be cleared in time for SummerSlam, a matchup that people might want to see in Cena versus Bryan, because I think Bryan wants to face Cena for the title. Just a thought. You know, that's the other angle of it. Though I'd love to see Cesaro win it, at least in good conscience, I can't see WWE pulling the trigger on Cesaro. I just can't.
I don't see it either. He hasn't come up that far.
Yeah. I mean, he hasn't...
Although Bryan versus Cesaro would be phenomenal.
Oh, are you kidding me? Please. Give them 30 minutes, please.
No, they go not even 30. They go Broadway.
Oh, I'd love that. Oh, I'd love that. You don't know how much I'd love that.
That match would be the best match of like the last 5 years.
In the words of Ian Dark, it would be an absolute firecracker.
Yes, it would be.
Yes, it would be. And I know who the President of the United States is. Sorry, Ian. Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
President Biden in the arena tonight.
Yep.
But there you go. But it's a fun thing to talk about. And wait, there's more, because if you act right now and promise to tell a friend and give us some word of mouth advertising on the WWE Network, we will give you a second legitimate Money in the Bank match absolutely free.
It's about time they announced that. Thank you very much.
And Seth Rollins is automatically in it. Insert shocker here. Thank you.
Yes.
Who else would you like to see in the match, Jason?
Drop
a couple names on me if you could. If you could book this.
If I could book this, wow. Okay. I would put in Rollins. Ambrose.
Well, Rollins is already in there. Congratulations.
No, I'm just saying. Of course, Rollins is there.
Mm-hmm.
I would balancing it out to heels. Okay. Who?
Want me to come back to you?
No. I'm just thinking. Well, I would put Ambrose in there.
Right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I'd put Ziggler in there.
Okay.
Yeah.
I would put Kofi in there just because.
Because Kofi.
Pogo spot. Pogo
Do you
spot.
Put Rusev in there?
Yes.
Yeah, I think so. That would work.
Yes, although in a limited fashion.
Okay. Just trying to think who else, because, I mean, the top is very thin.
Who do we have so far?
Just Rollins right now. They're
Rollins
making the announcement.
Well, no, I mean, in our little guesstimate here.
Ziggler, Ambrose, and I think RVD, I think, and Kofi, maybe.
Okay, so that's more on that side. So down the heel side, we've got Rusev, Rollins. I'd put in Swagger.
Mm. Yeah, you need someone who can get high in the match. I'm with you. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez. But I'm just saying it's going to be very. This is going to be sort of the future match to see who they want to push.
What I'm wondering.
Oh, maybe you put Bo Dallas in there.
Oh God.
Believe.
No.
Oh, good grief.
Yeah.
Well, he is undefeated in singles action. Anyway.
Bo, comma leave.
Oh, I see what you did there. But let me ask you this, and I'm not trying to spoil or give any ideas for a wild card when we do Pick'ems next week. Do you think anybody, assuming the way it's going to work, this match I would assume is going to come before the big match, the big Money in the Bank for the World Heavyweight title, do you think the winner of that match would be cojones enough to cash in right after the Money in the Bank World Heavyweight Championship match?
Only if it's a high enough heel.
Hmm.
But honestly, I don't see it. It would be fun, but I don't think so.
Okay. Ethan?
Yeah, I don't see it either. They would want to save that for somewhere down the line. Because we already have the... You know, we already had the person... You know, we already had Kane a couple years back cashing in the same night. Let him have that little moment in the sun for that, and... Just kind of, just pull the trigger when you need it.
All right, fair enough. I've noticed something also when you've been guest hosting the last couple of weeks, Jason, I've noticed that the anonymous NAWC general manager has also been on vacation.
Are you claiming?
I'm not saying anything, but I haven't heard the GM notifier the last couple of weeks. I've been listening.
Well,
Now hold on a second. I think I might know what the problem is.
Oh, I know what the problem is. He got detained too.
No, wait a minute. How would you know, Carl?
I have my sources.
Oh, well, okay. Well, also, his little notification thing here has been stuck on vibrate.
Oh my.
Oh, God.
Not the kind of show we're trying to do.
No.
Well, no, what went wrong?
Yeah, exactly.
Wait just a minute! How? I'm going to make a 3,000-mile jaunt to punch Ethan in the face. And there's plenty of face to punch, as you well know, ladies and gentlemen. But no, I'm kidding.
Oh, wow.
My name is not Colin Kaepernick.
Well, it's not Colin Cowherd either, so, you know, that's a positive, too. Only kidding. We're going to take a pause for the cause. The cause is some comerciales, a special for you. When we come back, we've got to tell you about a pay-per-view offering this weekend that you should really consider sinking your hard-earned money onto. And we'll also talk about the summer of JR. I'll explain when we return as the NAWC rolls on episode 329 on CLW83.com, WrestleChat.net. And again, use the hashtag NAWC to keep the conversation going. We'll be back. How many websites do you use to get your daily dose of wrestling news and views? 3, 4, 5 or more? Do yourself a favor and make that number 1 by going to WrestleChat.net. Franklin Daniel and his staff bring you the most comprehensive wrestling headlines all day, every day. Plus, WrestleChat brings you informative and entertaining podcasts like the Still Real to Us Show, the Bauer Show Podcast, and the North American Wrestling Connection each and every week. For up-to-date wrestling news and insightful wrestling views, there's only one site to turn to, and that's WrestleChat.net, your pro wrestling news source.
Hey, future body changers, it's me, John Cena. Think of your favorite food right now. What is it? Pastry, ice cream, cookies, beer, pizza, whatever it is. What would you say if I told you you could lose weight and eat your favorite foods? Well, you can. With the 10 weeks body change program for one day a week, you can eat as much of your favorite foods as you want. You heard it from me. And the rest of the 6 days of the week, you have a huge selection of foods to choose from that'll help you lose weight. Here's the kick. You can eat as much of those foods as you want to. No craving, no starving, just losing. It is officially change time.
You love your pets, so you keep them healthy by buying expensive supplements. Unfortunately, your pets don't like to take the supplements. You've tried hiding pills in food and forced it down, only for them to spit it back out. There has to be a better way. Pause 5. Two quick, delicious peppermint sprays in your pet's mouth for a full day. Protecting them 5 ways. Coat and skin, teeth and nails, joints, eyes, and immune system. No more forcing pills down your pet's mouth. You would spend over $200 buying these supplements individually. Or Pause 5 for under $35 includes all 5 supplements in one. Order online and receive free shipping anywhere in the U.S. www.pause5.com.
Away from your computer? That's no problem. Take CLW83 Podcast with you wherever you go with the TuneIn Radio app. Download the free TuneIn app from the App Store or Google Play. Then search for CLW83 to connect to the latest editions of the NAWC, Touch 'Em All, The BS Big Show, and all of your other favorite CLW83 programs. CLW83, online, on demand, and on the go with the TuneIn app for Apple and Android devices. Download it today! Welcome back to the North American Wrestling Connection, presented by WrestleChat.net here on CLW83.com. Jim Williams with Ethan Muslin, with Jason Block, our producer in the booth, Carl Chenier. Great to have you as well with us as, along the way here. Nikki hopefully is still getting through and trying to get back to home base in parts unknown. We won't tell you where she lives. She doesn't want to. So she doesn't want me to tell you that. But boy, here's something we want to tell you about. Big Sunday night pay-per-view. For the first time in the company's history, they're going live with a televised pay-per-view. They've done the IPPV thing for a while. We're talking about Ring of Honor. It's available Sunday night. The pay-per-view coverage starts at 7:30. And according to the listing I have on my Xfinity device, it goes until 2 a.m., which means they're going to give you the pay-per-view and the replay for the same price. $24.99 standard definition, $34.99 high definition through Xfinity. It's also available on DirecTV. I think it's on Dish. It's on a few other providers who, as they say, check your local listings for time and availability. But Jason's and your ROH buff around here. This is a monumental card for this promotion. It could really set the ball rolling on if they want to challenge TNA for number two, do you think?
Do you know what this reminds me of? Reminds me of Barely Legal, mm-hmm. ECW's first pay-per-view.
April 1997. I remember it well.
Okay. Because right now, you have a company that has been around, I believe, for about 10, 11 years now.
Right.
And has built a reputation on wrestling. Mm-hmm. I mean, wrestling. I mean, yes, there's been a lot of hardcore, you know, hardcore stuff, but most of all, Ring of Honor is known for quality wrestling. And you do notice that some alumni, CM Punk, Daniel Bryan, have kind of migrated to the big time in WWE. Oh, Samoa Joe, mm-hmm. you know. To the big time. So getting these guys a national exposure like this is huge. I am so pumped for this. I wish I could afford to buy this, but if I had the money, I would in a flat second.
Let's go over the card here. Let's start with this matchup. BJ Whitmer. It's a four-way dance, for lack of better terms. Or excuse me, no, I take that back. Like a five-way dance. BJ Whitmer versus ACH versus Takaki Watanabe versus Tadarius Thomas versus Caprice Coleman. The winner of that match comes out with a future Ring of Honor Television Championship opportunity. That could be a fun match.
That a five-way. Ring of Honor is known for spot fests.
Yeah.
So, yes.
This has the makings of being a spot fest.
Yes, sir.
We also have Kevin Steen, who you may remember we talked about at length about a year ago with a major angle. Well, Kevin Steen's taking on Silas Young. That should be interesting to see as well.
And, of course, Kevin Steen, for lack of a better term, is the Mick Foley of Ring of Honor, if you really want to call him that.
He is a hardcore freak of nature.
He's a crazy bastard. He
yes.
truly is. I've seen him live. He's nuts, okay?
No, there's nothing he won't do, huh?
Well, I remember specifically when the last time, I think I saw another Best in the World pay-per-view, which was at the Hammerstein, mm-hmm. where he fought El Generico, known as Sami Zayn, in a ladder match. And the finish was a package pile driver in between two ladders with a third ladder as a scaffold.
Ouchie.
Okay. He's crazy. He's a nut boy. But, you know, we'll see how that one goes.
That ought to be. That could be off the chains in the words of the task.
Mm-hmm.
We have the ROH TV champion. Some guy named Jay Lethal. You've probably heard
who
of him.
Who is an awesome, awesome worker. God.
Oh, no question. No
so
question.
So good. Oh, and by the way, also discovered a little name woman by the name of April Lee Mendez, A.J. Lee, for those
yes,
who don't know.
Yes, you may have heard of her. Shucky
yep.
Ducky Quack Quack. Oh,
yep.
Punk. Yes. Or Brooks, as the case may be.
Yeah,
Jay Lethal takes on Matt Taven. Truth Martini, however, will be present. but he will be handcuffed, or rather, Truth Martini will be handcuffed to a ring post.
There you go. And of course, by the way, Truth Martini, one of the, an underrated manager guy. You know, because manager, if you've ever watched him, he's an annoying little bastard. You know, he's a, and that's what makes him so good at what he does.
Exactly. He gets the legit heat, as it were. A submission match on the card between Roderick Strong and Cedric Alexander. Ooh, that tickles my fancy right there.
There you go.
Should be good. We've got the Briscoes taking on Matt Hardy and Michael Bennett with Maria Kanellis in their corner. Shucky Ducky.
By the way, I believe Mike and Maria have their own podcast now, I believe.
Oh, really?
Yes, they do. I will find out what the name of it is.
And
but
they get a million more hits than we do, but that's okay. Maria means
but good. And I believe that is they are also engaged to be married, if I am not mistaken.
Well, there you go. It all makes sense.
But yes, and of course, Matt Hardy has really enhanced his heel persona in Ring of Honor. He did one of the best promos he has done on the internet was believe it or not, was a ROH quote-unquote anti-bullying video, which basically said that the fans, if you saw that one, really good stuff.
Oh, yeah, that's good stuff there. Ooh, tag team match, Jason, set this one up, the tag team title match.
I don't have it. Give me the names.
Well, we've got Christopher Daniels and Kazarian taking on the champs.
Re-Dragon.
Yes.
Yeah, now, first of all, for those who don't know who Frankie Kazarian and Christopher Daniels are, shame on you.
How dare you?
How dare you indeed?
Okay, because Christopher Daniels, of course, was a ROH staple, the Fallen Angel, and them as bad influence, okay? Re-Dragon are Kyle O'Reilly and Bobby Fish, okay? So you've got four great workers going at it for 20 minutes. Enough said, okay? Mm-hmm. And then you have the main event, yes?
Yes, the big one. The whole shebang for the ROH Championship. It's Adam Cole versus Michael Elgin.
But yes, the unbreakable Michael Elgin.
That's right.
So, yeah, it's again, now, Ethan, I'll ask you. I don't know how much of a Ring of Honor person are you, but what do you think?
I like the sound of the card, and you are right. I'm not much of an ROH guy, mostly because I haven't been able to take part in, viewing any broadcasts or anything of that nature. But I do know that ROH is a very good independent promotion, and I've always been one to say that if you ever put out a top three of wrestling, ROH is number two.
Yeah.
To go to the more traditional pay-per-view, I got to wish them all the luck in the world, because I really hope it goes really successfully.
And remember also, they're also teaming with New Japan, so we don't know if you're going to get a New Japan match in there. Okay?
Oh, God, and that would be delicious.
And also, AJ Styles says he's going to be watching, okay, the thing. So who knows if he might even be in Nashville Sunday night. So you might see him on the show as well.
It's entirely possible.
So, you've got a lot of potential. All joking aside, if you are a wrestling fan and have the money to do this, buy the pay-per-view. Mm-hmm. Do it, okay? Because we need more successful, active promotions succeeding. And we want this thing to succeed.
If you're really a fan, do. I mean, good competition breeds, better wrestling. That's what it comes down to. Hence, the last real glorious period in wrestling was when WCW and WWF were battling each other in the late 90s and early 2000s. And TNA couldn't hold a candle to WWE in terms of originality and what have you, save for the X Division. But outside of the X Division, it's been pretty much let's copy and paste the WWE mantra and bring it in here. Ring of Honor has been reinventing the wheel for a while, and as you mentioned from the top, Jason, of this segment, They've been essentially the feeder system for WWE in terms of look at all the talent, and TNA too. Look at the prime talent now in WWE and TNA. A lot of them have lineage going back to Ring of Honor. So,
and a lot of the big ROH guys are now in developmental in NXT.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So,
El Generico, Sami Zayn for one.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Sami Zayn.
I am very much looking forward to see what Sami Zayn can do.
Go ahead, Jason.
And I'm just saying that Ring of Honor has always been known, as I repeated before, as a wrestling promotion.
Mm-hmm. No gimmicks needed.
Exactly. No gimmicks needed. So let's see what they can do.
It is in no way, shape, or form any form of Chikara.
No, not at all. Where Chikara,
Matthew's upset. Yes.
No. Yeah. As I said, I bet you they are so pumped to prove who they have to show the world who they are.
Right. Mm-hmm.
We as fans know who they are. The casual fan does not.
Right.
And at the price point, which is more affordable than the TNA and WWE pay-per-views monthly, they have the opportunity to show themselves. So, yeah, if you're a wrestling fan and you want an alternative and you're sick of WWE's product and you're sick of TNA's product, give it a look. It's only $35 in high definition and you get to watch it twice, as it were. Do it. Just do it. Buy the pay-per-view and see what happens. I mean, it could be the start of something big, or maybe not. I wish them the very best of luck, though, definitely. We all do. Somebody who we wish the best to all the time, Jim Ross, recovering from a bit of a health situation, a medicinal issue about 2 weeks ago, he's got himself a summer of incredible guests on his podcast on Podcast One. Here, let me list them for you. Next week, on June 24th, he brings Mr. Lance Storm, if he could be serious for just a moment. July 1st, the aforementioned Kurt, I am working with a broken freaking neck, Angle. On July 8th, Bully Ray. July 15th, Sting. July 22nd, AJ Styles, the Phenomenal One. July 29th, the name may not ring a bell, but he's a big friend of JR, Sean Grande, who's the voice, the radio voice of the Boston Celtics, and a big wrestling fan. August 5th, his old partner from WCW, Tony Schiavone. That could
be
interesting.
Hello, greatest podcast in the history of our sport.
That's right. Oh, my goodness, I knew that was coming. August 12th, Stan the Lariat Hansen. Ooh, just in time for my birthday, the day before, August 19th. Yep, we're going to get Russo'd. Vince Russo talks with JR.
Ooh.
Oh, boy.
And the one the next week after, August 26th, with Bill Watts, that could be a 2 or 3 hour affair. I don't know how he's going to truncate it down, because that's going to be a slobber knocker. September 3rd, Magnum TA. And would you believe on September 10th, and they say bridges can't be mended, Ed Ferrara.
Oklahoma!
Oh, my goodness. So, 15 years after the Oklahoma gimmick on WCW, and remember, he actually did the impersonation first in WWF on Sunday Night Heat when he was plucked out of the stands. And then Dr. Death did him in, thank goodness. Mm. So, you look at this schedule, Jason, which podcasts, aside from all of them, are you most interested in listening to?
Oof, I want to hear what's the Sting one, actually.
Hmm.
The Sting one. Of course, AJ Styles is awesome, you know. Pretty cool. You know, like I said, he's getting some good guests lately.
Oh, yeah.
He truly am.
Absolutely.
I mean, look, Podcast One, not for nothing, has been the home of so many good wrestling podcasts right now.
The WrestleMania podcast, Stone Cold's, Talk is Jericho, Piper's Pit. Yeah.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Absolutely.
Ethan, which ones are you most interested in plunking down nothing to listen to?
Oh, the evil troll in me wants to see the troll fest that would ensue with Schiavone and Russo.
The two greatest podcasts in the history of our sport.
Just for my evil side to be satisfied, but I gotta agree with Jason. I'd love to hear something with Sting. having Angle in there is rather interesting, because I don't... I know he's not part of the Fed anymore, but...
Right.
It's interesting that he's getting people from the other major, quote-unquote...
And he's had, I think, he's had one or two TNA people on in recent months, so... And regardless of who it is, it's an entertaining podcast, always top 10 in iTunes and what have you, in addition to Podcast One. In fact, his interview with, here we go, Shucky Ducky Quack Quack, Michelle Beadle a couple of weeks ago was pretty entertaining. Talking about the whole Beadle, Punk, AJ thing, and how that whole kerfluffle happened, a tribute to the troops. Interesting backstory there. I'm actually, and no joking, I'm interested in hearing the Shivani one. I really am. Because Tony, as you know now, is a baseball announcer, has been for a few years.
For the Gwinnett County Braves, if I'm
That's right. I believe they're either AA or AAA affiliate of the Atlanta Braves. Mm-hmm. And he's only been interviewed a couple of times online on YouTube. He's gone to maybe one of those like wrestling meet-and-greet signing kind of things. So Tony's very much removed from the business. He can look back on what he did in wrestling with a different take now. And I'd be really interested to hear that, because the stories go, when he was working in WCW, he was one of the people who you did not really get along with. I mean, Bobby Heenan's thoughts on Shivani are the thing of legend. There was legitimate animosity because his belief that Tony believed knowledge is power, and he hid finishes from his commentating colleagues and what have you. So maybe we can get some truths out of that as well. So that'll be worth watching.
Unfortunately, I don't believe we are going to get that. See, you talk about Bobby Heenan. Bobby Heenan's the one interview we're not going to get because I think he's too sick. You know.
Well, he can't speak. He can't speak. Mm-hmm. So it's a damn shame, because the man is gold when he could talk. It's cancer's a mother. That's all I'm going to say. But definitely check out JR's podcast at Podcast One. Maybe he'll hook us up with some barbecue sauce for plugging it. I don't know. Probably not. But it's definitely worth listening to. I listen to it every week. I want to talk about this story that Jason, you linked me to. Dwayne Johnson, The Rock. Phenomenal talent, phenomenal actor in Hollywood.
Biggest, the billion-dollar action star.
He's got the world on a string. $1.3 billion. That's how much his movies grossed last year. Yet, he enlightens in an article in the Hollywood Reporter that he has been battling depression in the recent past.
Huh. Yeah, I mean, and the thing is that this is, of course, a promo for his new movie, Hercules.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, which comes out, I believe, July 26th. But it's very interesting, you know, the fact that you've got this guy who has been around for a long time. Okay,
almost 20 years, hard to believe.
In the movies, right?
Right. Well, no, I'm just talking about wrestling and entertainment, almost 20 years, yeah.
Well, he debuted, what, 96, 97?
Yeah.
Yeah, debuted in the Fed in around, 90, in Survivor Series 96. Didn't do his first movie until, like, what, 02?
Yeah.
It was Scorpion King.
It's something like that. And then, you know, it's one of those things where, you know, he talks about, he's also writing a new book, which is going to be a second autobiography, mm-hmm. Okay? And he says he's been, you know, he talks about that his marriage got him into depression, but you know, the breakup of his marriage. But he's got one of the most interesting business relationships in Hollywood, mm-hmm. Okay? Check this out. He's got a live-in girlfriend who is He's got a live-in girlfriend who's 29, okay, ooh, named Lauren Hashin. But his ex-wife and manager, Danny, his ex-wife is his manager, Danny Garcia, okay? Hmm. And her brother, Hiram Garcia, is his producing partner, and her husband, David Rienzi, is his conditioning coach. That's Oh, that's a very trusting soul, man.
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't know if I could do that.
Yeah, that sort of, that requires a lot of, what's the word I'm thinking of?
Cojones?
Yeah, a lot of cojones and a lot of forgiveness on both sides.
Yeah, I mean, to be able to do that. And
because if there was not any, you know, any friendliness around that, a lot of people would just be confused about it. You're pretty much saying that.
Mm. Yes. Oh, jeez. Mm. And what happened was is that he bolted CAA right after going back into the ring, as a matter of fact, mm-hmm. in WrestleMania 27 and then 28, okay?
Right.
And now he's working with a new guy, WME, William Morris, I believe.
Yes.
He's now with William Morris now, which is the biggest, CAA, for those who don't know the Hollywood business, that's the Creative Artists Agency.
Right.
That and William Morris Entertainment are the two biggest talent agencies in Hollywood.
Exactly.
So, making the switch, and now he's continuing to work. He's got this new film that he's working on now called San Andreas. But, and he's also got a new series on HBO called Ballers, where he's going to appear as a sports agent. Mm-hmm. And also, he just filmed a reversion of a TNT called Wake Up Call, because you remember he did that show, The Hero, last year. Mm-hmm. And, I mean,
he's everywhere.
You know, he is everywhere. And let me just tell you something. All joking aside, he do not get back into the wrestling ring again.
Although he hasn't ruled it out, according to the interview.
Right. He hasn't ruled it otherwise, though. What'd you say?
His body says otherwise.
Yeah. Yeah, I would tend to agree there.
His body says go for it?
No, his body says stop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You would think after the hernia against, after the match with Cena, you would think, maybe that's a hint. Maybe that's a hint.
We'll see.
But he's you know, he battled from tough upbringing and what have you, and has, yeah, he's a great, it's a great story. It's a great story.
It's a very good article, and yes, it is somewhat of a puff piece, but it does give somewhat of an insight into the man. It really does.
It does.
So, and it's a good thing to check it out. And like I said, I'm a very fan, big fan of his. Actually, one of my favorite films of his was something he did last year called Pain and Gain. If mm-hmm. you want to check that one out, that's the Michael Bay film about those criminals in Miami. I mean, it is a little bit of a glamorization of the criminals, but you know, you really get to see The Rock stretch his legs, not just be an action guy. And, you know, we'll see what this Hercules movie does. I don't know. I mean, does that look good to you, or do you think, does that smell stinker to you?
I think it'll do reasonably well, I think.
It'll be fine. Yeah, it's a summer action movie. It'll be fine. It's not going to be a big hit, but it's not going to be a flop either. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Do you think you get The Rock making any promo appearances on TV next month?
He'll cameo, but I don't think they won't have him come down to the ring. He'll probably do like a little backstage thing.
That, or he'll bring it via satellite.
Mm-hmm.
Or on tape, as it were. That's entirely possible, too. I don't see how WWE does not promote it in some way, shape, or form. I think it's a foregone conclusion they're going to. So, there you go. By the way, one or two last quick stories here. Those of you who are wondering, well, when is the new logo going to be on TV? We see it on the network. When's it going to be on TV? Night after SummerSlam, ladies and gentlemen. Night after SummerSlam. The Scratch logo will rest in peace. Also, by the way, fun little game here, if you want to play a high-low game very quickly. How much does Stephanie McMahon make, or how much does she making a year with WWE? You guys want to take a guess?
This is something I didn't give you this one, did I?
No, I'm just finding this out right now online. Jason, give me a number.
1 million dollars a year.
Lower, Ethan.
Well, regarding that guess, if we're doing Price is Right rules, I'd say $1, but
well, be higher. No, go ahead.
No. 250,000.
Higher, Jason.
400,000.
Higher, Ethan.
500,000.
Higher, Jason.
750,000.
Higher, Ethan.
775.
That's close enough. We'll give it to you. Sure. $778,394. That's the combined between her hours as chief branding officer and her on-air character. Her on-air character alone gives her $325,000. Oh, by the way, she's only worth a little over $29 million. So you know,
that's... really, she's got a personal net worth of $29 million.
And according to Wet Wrestling Observer's editor Dave Meltzer, that is still, despite the substantial sell-off of the stock in the last few months, she still owns 2,511,071 shares of stock.
Wow. So all the girls are going to go to private school and not have to work a day in their life. No.
Pretty much, yes. And...
No, and the thing is, no, but I will say this much, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Not a fan of hers. Not a fan of hers personally, but I know she works damn hard at what she does, so I don't begrudge her. She is the 1%, believe it or not. She is.
Yeah.
And by the way, you notice she's a Republican, just like everybody.
Just like you.
No. Just like Mama. Just like Mama.
Let's just hope she doesn't run for office.
Because if she does, then somebody's going to have to call her Mama.
People. Boy. Negative points. Yeah, man. So there you go. That pretty much wraps up all the news that's fit to talk about. So let's start plugging. That's what we do best here. We plug, and then we plug, and then we plug some more. We have a surge protector for all our plugs. Is Carl around? Mr. Boss Man? Mr. Boss Nickety?
With baton in hand, apparently.
There's something else. I think about baton.
Oh, my.
Hello!
Carl, anything you'd like to plug and promote on behalf of the network?
Yeah, real life can...
Yes, it can.
Actually, we're supposed to be bringing BS Big Show back next week.
Mm-hmm.
Everything else? Well, stay tuned.
Yes, indeed. Thank you, Chief High Muckety Muck. Yes, indeed.
You're welcome.
Thank you. No, you're welcome, sir. You're welcome. Ethan, you guys on the West Coast are making great shakes with some game show fun and frivolity. Tell us about it.
Well, certainly. Home Game Enterprises has currently ventured off into two missions this week. Our mission currently underway right now is at Amazing Comic-Con in Las Vegas.
Ooh, yeah.
Where we are helping out that convention with some fun little games and funness and stuff like that.
Is that hence why Travis and Ben are in Vegas this weekend?
That is exactly right.
Las Vegas is calling.
Yes. No, believe me, they wouldn't go there. They wouldn't go there just for fuck all.
No, okay. No, they wanted to hang with Alan Thicke at that honeymoon thing he used to hawk. Go ahead, no.
No, but you know, we're doing a few games over there over the convention weekend. But our biggest thing was a few days ago, Home Game Enterprises gave a little bit of podcast enhancement to a very good podcasting group. If for those of you in the reality community who might know Rob Cesternino, former contestant of Survivor, he has a podcast called Rob Has a Podcast that he does about every week to talks about Survivor, Big Brother, all sorts of reality TV, and they requested us to help out with one of their games. So if you guys go to robhasawebsite.com, R-O-B has a website.com, scroll down and look for the $25 Pierrap mid. You will see you'll see two Big Brother celebrities helping contestants try to win a live feed for the Big Brother house over the summer with a little help from Home Game Enterprises.
Ah.
There you go. That's cool.
Very cool.
Very nice.
Anything else, Ethan?
Well, of course, go to homegameenterprises.com, prizes with a Z. Find us on Twitter and the Facebook at HG Enterprises and on the Instagram. I'm exhausted.
Well, we're glad you could join us from the left coast, my friend. Thank you so much, sir.
Oh, it's been good to be back talking about the old wrestling.
Indeed, the squared circle and such. Jason, what's up on your end?
Okay, we were supposed to, what we're doing is, of course, real life getting in the way. We are going to delay Red State, Blue State, and Pixel Nation this week. Pixel Nation is going to actually have sort of a 75th episode review of sort of the top stories that have been happening over the past 3 years, what we've been doing, what we've been looking at, things like that. You know, Red State, Blue State, Ethan, like you said, nothing's happening. You know that. I mean, everything Yeah. Put it to you this way. If you believe that Lois Lerner's emails are not hidden somewhere, you might be a redneck or something like that. Because we'll get to that whenever that ever goes down. Hmm. We just, as you should hear this by now, there should be a WLTI Live this week, and we might be the last episode of WLTI should be up, and we're going to be recording another one, I believe, this weekend. Mm-hmm. And I believe I'm going to say.
Yes. And Jason just went poopy. But I think he was going to try to seg it over to me.
Wait,
to mention,
by the way, those yes, have won touch their them all. Fifth in a row. Yes, sir. Yeah, let's talk about Touch 'Em All.
It's amazing. It's hard to believe. Hard to believe.
See that miracles do happen.
Yes, sir. Touch 'Em All. DC Lundberg guest hosted our last podcast in my absence. A great show talking about all sorts of great things going on in the world of baseball. We're going to have a big podcast coming up, not this weekend, but the following weekend. We had a no-hitter thrown. We lost a legend in Tony Gwynn. Alex Rodriguez is back in the news again, grr. And so on and so forth. It's going to be a packed edition of Touch 'Em All as we are really technically at the mid-season point right now. We're 3 months down, three to go.
All-Star game, what, 2 weeks, 3 weeks?
About 3 weeks, yeah. On the 15th of July, or roundabouts there, 15th or 16th of July, for a mini Snota. Very exciting. Although it won't snow in Target Field, I don't think in July. Just a stab in the dark.
Let's
on
hope
that.
Not.
A lot of baseball stuff to cover on there. And you can follow all of this, ladies and gentlemen, at Stitcher Radio or the TuneIn Radio app. It's free for your Android or Apple device, so download it already. Listen on the go with CLW83.com. I think that's about it. I think we put the baby to bed right now. Nikki, get back. I'm just going to say, get back. Get back to where you once belong, or however that song goes.
Get back,
Jill. Yes, I'll be watching Sports Challenge and listening to the Patrick Williams composition of that song. Thanks to Ethan. Thanks to Shane Bad News Beeman for his quick cameo, but that's okay. And Jason, as always, thank you as well. And Carl, thanks a lot for producing us ably on Google Plus Hangouts. And to the millions who watched us live, haha. Note the subtle dig. Thanks for listening as well. Nikki, hopefully you'll be back next week, and hopefully you'll be back too. Jim Williams saying so long from the North American Wrestling Connection as presented by WrestleChat.net. We'll see you, folks.
You've been listening to a JWC Media produced program.